The first thing that I want to say about being with princes is how we've seen princes relate to marriage. And it's been fascinating because what I've discovered is what I would call two different camps. And there's one camp that their view of life is that you build the kingdom with a partner. And what'll happen is you'll have an early prince figure out what's his territory, where is he going to build? And as soon as he's confident of that, then he starts looking around for who's going to build it with me. And the word that they use over and over again is partner. They're looking for a partner. And oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many times I've heard that word. They'll also say they're looking for someone who'll have their back. And that's a phrase that men use a lot, has my back. And in Celebrating Men in Marriage, where we talk about the 12 things that makes a woman the right person, one of them is the experience that he of loyalty, the experience that she has his back. And men, this will give you a little bit of an indication of how different men and women are. When I bring that up in Men in Marriage, so many times a hand will go up and a woman will ask, what does that mean? That's what a foreign concept it is for us. What does that mean, has my back? And what we've discovered is that in this area, there's a profound difference in the design of men and women. And it doesn't mean that women can't be loyal, but by the definition of loyalty that men have, for a woman to be that way is an act of human spirit. We're set up to bet on the strongest horse. And it literally seems like our survival depends on it. And the cavewoman within will urge us, will compel us to abandon someone, abandon a man, if it looks like being with him is now going to jeopardize our survival. And one of the simplest ways that this shows up is if he's wrong. So for a woman to back up her man, yeah, I'll back you up as long as you're right. And to us, that just seems sensible. That seems smart. To do anything else would seem silly to us. And so it's hard for us to understand that have my back or has my back really means is on my side and sticks with me even when I'm wrong. And it's such a revelation for women to learn that and to practice it. And it's an extraordinary expression, a partnership for a woman to do that. It is an act of human spirit. So if a man is in the camp of build the kingdom with a partner, he will be looking for someone that he trusts. He'll be looking for someone that he experiences has my back. He'll be looking for someone whose values are consistent with himself, whose values will take her in the same direction that he's going. So he's looking for something that complements what it is that he's working on. And often this is where relationships will end, because what the woman is engaged in is not going in the same direction, it's not consistent with what he's building. So that's the first camp, the one who builds with. And after they establish themselves, you'll see them hunting a wife. And it's one of the cutest things I've ever seen, is a man hunting a wife. Oh, the intensity and the tension and the how strong the desire is to find this person. And for women who think men are non-committal, or women who think men are trying to avoid marriage, it is a real eye-opener when you see a man who's hunting a wife. in the second camp, we have men who think that it works the other way, that first you build the castle and then you move the queen in. So they really are committed to doing it on their own. They don't see an advantage. It seems a disadvantage to be in a relationship where they're expected to provide a lot for another person. And they're going to get it all done. And as they hit late princedom, they'll be looking around for their queen. And they actually use that word. I'm looking for my queen. Either way of approaching it is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with either one of them. As a woman, if you're committed to being married or not married or whatever your plans are, it's important to understand what is it that you really want and need and find out what it looks like to him. How does he anticipate this going? Which camp is he in? And it's not something to try to change. And it's not something, if he loved you more, it would be different. It's something to understand and to account for. Now, this doesn't mean if a man is in the second camp of first you build the castle and then you bring in the queen, it doesn't mean he's not going to be in romantic relationships. Men are so nurtured by the company of women, the support of women, our affection, the way that we listen, the way that we can believe in them. They're so supported by that. They're renewed and refreshed by being with us that just because a man doesn't see himself getting married for 5 or 6 or 10 years doesn't mean he's not going to want to be in a relationship. And that's something that's sort of confounding for women. Like, why would you be with me all this time without getting married? I mean, we think that men got the memo with the benchmarks that clearly points out that the expiration date for boyfriend is at a year of being together, that between 9 months of being together and 15 months of being together, if a woman does not translate a boyfriend into a husband, then he expires. And all women know this, although we didn't meet and agree, we just know this. And so we're shocked that you would just keep being with me and not marrying me. We don't understand it. And I try to explain to women that men have a consciousness about relationships that has to do with specific obligations and specific responsibilities for providing for and making happy the other person. And again, he'll only engage in what he can win at. So if what he can win at is making a woman happy for 3 or 4 or 5 hours once a week, that's what he'll do. He'll date. And he'll have a date and he'll put his best effort into it, and that's it. And if after having a date for once a week, she tries to turn him into a boyfriend, not necessarily going to happen because, you know, she thinks, well, it's not any different than what we're doing now. We aren't seeing anybody else, so why won't you be my boyfriend? And he's just shaking his head because to a man, being a boyfriend means that you have duties and obligations and responsibilities between those dates, that there's a kind of attention that a girlfriend demands and deserves. And if you're not ready to provide it, you have no business being that. So a middle prince who's knee-deep in building often will date, and he may date the same person for a long time, but he's not ready to be a boyfriend because he can't succeed at it. And a big mistake is to try to manipulate him into it because he thinks he can't be successful at it, and you should believe him. Because if you try to con or cajole him or just think that he's your boyfriend because you're going to say he's going to be your boyfriend. It's not going to work. You're going to get exactly what he already said he could provide. And if it's not enough for you and you're going to complain about it, he'll have to go away. Same thing if he's your boyfriend and he feels like he can fulfill those obligations in between the times that you spend together. And maybe you, you know, have Christmases or Hanukkah with your family. And if you try to upgrade him to a husband, thinking, well, it's not much different. You know, we spend the night at each other's house every night anyhow, and we've been together forever, and we think we want to be together forever, and so let's just get married. And again, the shake of the head, because he has his own idea of what a husband must provide. And that's one of the most important words you can understand about men, is that providing and being a provider is inseparable from being a man, no matter what a woman or even our culture says about it. It's part of who a man is. He's a hero and he's a provider. And he's going to have very specific ideas about what a husband should provide for a wife. And until he feels confident about his ability to do that, he's not going to go anywhere near getting married. He's not. He can't. And again, if he loved you more, it wouldn't change anything. It would still be the same way.